Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass at 7:25. We're about to go in the huddle. But this Saturday, my tour to Georgia continues. You can join me at Lou Saab Kia Inn coming as we get ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a stand. I think a Yeti cooler comes along with it, other prizes, plus another winner is going to take home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, it is this Saturday from noon to 2 at Lou Saab Kia in Cumming. Coming up at 7:40, Top 5 Tuesday is going down, and Mike is in charge.
Yeah, top 5 candy bars you want to see in your Halloween bag this coming Friday. And I thought Bo did a nice job talking about the ones you don't want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tried to do just candy, and I just like, you know what, we're just going to go candy bars because there's just such a broad assortment of candy. Didn't want to get into the whole subcategory thing and all that. But, yeah, I think it's a solid list for me.
Okay.
Y'all are not going to like it.
Okay.
That's okay.
It's Mike's list. He can't miss.
That's right. That's right, man. I'm all over this.
It's a candy bar. Right? Is it candy bar or is it just any Halloween candy? I'm just asking if it's a subcategory. Or
should we just rewind the tape and play it back for you?
I don't know what to talk to you about anymore. I really don't. It's unbelievable.
What?
How your ears just decide to turn on and off every now and then.
And you know what? It doesn't really matter
because
it's not until 7:40.
Right,
so
we'll do it in a minute. We'll deal with it on down the road.
At 7:40.
Hey, you are so mean to me. Dylan, help me.
I'll help you by changing the subject.
Oh, boy. That means I ain't helping you.
Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson is expected to return for Thursday night football against Miami. Here is John Harbaugh talking about it.
I feel very confident. You know, feel very confident about it. And, you know, we're expecting him to be out there Thursday night.
Can you run down what happened with this on Friday/Saturday/Sunday? Because this whole thing has been kind of crazy to me.
Yeah, I mean, I told you on pregame. I guess you weren't listening Sunday. I'm just kidding. Yeah, so he practiced. He was listed as a full participant on Friday, according to the injury report. Then Saturday, and so everyone starts to look at him and go, okay, well, this guy's going to play Sunday. And then it comes out that he's out. And so everybody certain people, Mike Florio, made it a big deal. Like, oh, this is a violation. Like, you know, there's money involved. So the Ravens get with the league and they go, look, he was a scout team player in practice. He didn't take first team reps. Well, technically, that means he was a limited participant in practice based on, I have no clue.
Some kind of guideline
I have
from the
no
NFL,
clue.
Yeah.
I guess as a starting quarterback, blah, blah, blah. So they retroactively changed his injury status.
Crazy.
On Friday, from Friday's report to limited, and then he was downgraded from limited to out for Sunday's game.
It's just insane.
And basically, the premise was, I took it as they thought he could play, but they wanted him fully back without any worries because he was limited in practice. And it ended up working out for him because Snoop Huntley and the Ravens went out and beat a team on a four-game winning streak in Chicago. So it all worked out for the Ravens. They're now, what, 2-6 now, I think? So
Do they play Miami this week, or am I making that
they
up?
They do play Miami this week.
There you go.
And it's Thursday.
Yeah, well, I mean,
if you've been listening to Allie earlier, she told you that.
Rewind the tape, guys. Let's rewind the tape.
See, I mean, this is what happens when you start calling people out. I mean. Yeah.
The can of worms has been opened.
I can't tell you when to turn your ears on and off these
days. I know, man.
The Chiefs beat the Commanders in Monday Night Football 28-7. I know there were a lot of Chicken Littles at the beginning of the season when they started 0-2. The Chiefs did. Like, oh, no, the dynasty's over. Well, here's Patrick Mahomes talking about that slow start.
It shows the growth that we've had as a team. You know, offense, defense, and special teams, I think we're getting better and better each and every week. And even though we didn't start the way we wanted to today offensively, it showed that we can battle through adversity and still continue to play the brand of football that we want to play. And we'll have to continue to get better and better. This will be a great challenge this next week. And we'll have to start faster. But I was proud of how the guys responded in that second half.
Yeah. So good in the second half.
Yeah, Mike, I'm pretty sure they started 0-2 starting the season. Just kidding. I did that on purpose. Look, that's why, I mean, in reality, I know we had a lot, we're having fun with that now, but like, you know better. You could see signs of their offense slowly getting stronger, Allie, as the games went through, and then Rashee Rice comes back, and they just kind of, well, they do things where I was watching, it's 7-7, and Mahomes drops back, Mike, and he rolls. He's flushed a little bit, but he kind of rolls to his right. And Kareem Hunt's in the backfield looking for, you know, to pick up a defender as a blocker. And he realizes no one's coming, and he kind of releases out of the left tackle. And Mahomes rolls to his right, and Hunt does a phenomenal job of just sliding along the line, the line of scrimmage, and shadowing to his best, to the best he could of Mahomes until, and Mahomes doesn't see him, and then all of a sudden it's like the last moment Mahomes sees him just kind of jump out, and he hits him, and that they score a touchdown off that. That's not a play design. That's not anything like that. That is guys being playing together for a little bit, guys knowing how they do, and honestly probably being coached up at times where you say, hey, look at that, watch him. You know, and just making a play and to really was about to be a throwaway.
Travis Kelce did the same thing. Travis Kelce was in on protection, and it's a play action, and then all of a sudden the play action's not happening, so he just kind of turns around and looks. The coverage is way, like all the guys in coverage are way on the other side of the field. Yep. And so I think he ripped off like a 30 or 40 yard gain just on that play alone. Kind of tripped over his own feet a little bit.
He did. He was trying
to. It's like a little juke move, but he's like, I don't squat anymore, so like I don't have that ability.
Okay. So I'm glad I'm not the only one that noticed that, because I was watching and I go, God, he looked old.
Looked
old, white, and slow there. Like, he's like, here I am, here. Oh, I'm
it was almost
juke.
Sad
oh,
to me.
I fell over.
It was almost sad to me. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah,
oh,
it was kind of funny.
Oh,
I guess Taylor Swift thought he tripped over something else. Who knows?
Carson Wentz has been placed on the IR, will undergo season-ending shoulder surgery. He made 5 starts while J.J. McCarthy has been out. Now J.J. is expected to start against the Lions.
This reeks of, hey, man, I know you can't play, but we want J.J. to wait one more week. Can you just give us all you got? And he's like, blanket, yeah.
Have either of y'all looked at Max Brosmer, who is the other guy? Like, and I mentioned this last week when he was kind of gripping his shoulder, like the look of Max Brosmer's face on the sideline. And Max Brosmer's been in games this year a couple of times. He's had to. But the look on his face was like, oh, dear God, please be okay.
Please be okay.
And it reeks of like them looking at Max Brosmer during practice and the look on his face and being like, yeah, you're going to have to gut this one out, man. Like, there's just no way. Like, you're going to have to gut this out.
You know, O'Connell's like, look, dude, I'll throw like $10,000 into your kid's college fund or something. Like, just give me one more week, bro. Just one more week. I don't know.
After watching the way he played last week, I'm not sure that was worth it. It was bad.
I mean, it could have been worse.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, how would you rank the top college football head coaching jobs? It's a good time if you're looking for a head coaching job. They're a lot open. So we'll rank those. And it's Top 5 Tuesday. Are you doing candy bars?
Yes. So we'll do number one, sweet tarts. Oh, nope. I'm sorry. That's not chocolate. We won't do that.
All right. That is all next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.